Much needed aid has begun arriving in cyclone ravaged Vanuatu. Five Australian military planes are delivering medical experts, search and rescue teams and emergency supplies to the capital, Port Phaya. At least 10 people are reported dead and thousands have been left homeless.
We're particularly concerned about the outer islands of around Vanuatu. So getting rescue teams there will not be easy. We have sent in three military planes yesterday and two more planes will head in today.
Julie Bishop there. Health warnings have been issued for the West Australian town of Carnarvon. Some residents are still without power and water 3 days after Cyclone Olwen hit the region. The state government is expected to declare it a natural disaster zone today. Four Corners has uncovered more evidence of a bitter internal fight within the Liberal Party over the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff, Peter Credlin. The program has obtained a confidential text message from the party's Treasurer, Philip Higginson, to a senior Liberal figure late last year. In it, Mr Higginson urges Ms Credlin to be removed from Tony Abbott's office. The federal government's latest attempt to deregulate university fees appears doomed. Crossbench senators have reacted angrily to a threat by Education Minister Christopher Pyne to axe 1,700 science jobs if the bill isn't passed this week. Labor has accused the minister of being morally bankrupt and will move a motion today to have the science funding released immediately.